Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have the illustrious and very well-informed Gary Richard Arnold here to give us less information. Oftentimes after the show, we do a simulcast video because he often has so many diagrams, charts, and pictures. It's amazing. Welcome back to the program, Gary. Problem reaching Gary. I got some white papers from him, so I know he's there. Which he does usually on a Friday when he's going to be sending stuff to me. So I know he's there. He's got a pile of white papers. In fact, the ones I have here is John Roberts, conservative facade from the Muckraker. He's got one, two men claiming they're not. Kavanaugh assaulted Ford. not Kavanaugh, assaulted Ford. Christine Blasey Ford claimed rape. Rapey is a Santa Cruz regular. And then, of course, Christine Blasey Ford connected and shows all her connections. Hive School yearbook, scrubbed, etc. Faculty approved. Gary, do we have Gary now?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Gary, you sent me a ton of stuff. I got to tell you, I'm going to give you some kudos here. You are one of the most thorough researchers of people, places, parties, foundations, whatever I've ever seen. You're absolutely mind-boggling me amazing. And you've done some work on the situation around Blasey Ford and the, I call the dumb and crappies. Let's start from the top here. You got a pile of articles. We probably should do a simulcast afterward because there's so much here. Why don't you start from the top and tell us what you see going on?
Okay. I know we talked about some very suspicious things before, and actually, since last week when we talked, she did refer to beach friends. And, of course, beach friends are her Santa Cruz contacts. She does surf, and, of course, this is a highly charged super Marxist, still intact communist network that Leon Panetta still reigns as king. Of course, he wears two crowns, that of the the Rockefeller, the deep state, and then also the communist network, which is really handy for people that need disciplined things done. But when we find out that this Christina Blasey Ford, that her father was a long-time OSS CIA operative, both during World War One and one of their CIA black budget operators. His name is Ralph G. Blasey, B-L-A-S-E-Y, and he commanded. He was under James Angleton with the counterintelligence. But what we do is we'll find out that the department that this guy was under was by a Dr. Magels. Magels is at Stanford. He was involved in a one of his assets. He was in care of what was called a homeless woman, and she was under the CIA black op operations, being controlled by Ralph G. Blessy Jr., which is our victim's father, had this lady by the name of, actually a Manchurian candidate, Lois Lang, and she was under medical supervision of Stanford University, this guy that runs the department. And under his psychiatric care, she traveled from Seattle to New York and carried out an assassination on one of the opponents, one of the drug recipients of who was laundering money. And so anyway, this guy was targeted. He used to be cooperative with the Golden Triangle and the drugs and dope dealing with the Bush family.
Right.
And of course, the Bushes come from the secret society of Skull and Bones. One of its founders' name was Russell, and Russell used to do the opium trade to China, and that's
right.
They've always had a toehold over in China, and still do big time with Alan Schwarzman, with a university there training globalists all the time, and he's Skull and Bones also.
Right.
But this guy, where they're training people. They have patsies, literally, you know, all across the United States and other countries, and they have them in various fields. So if somebody
and they're also prepared, like Manchurian candidates, for example. What I'd heard is that the Manchurian candidate Blasey Ford was being set up during the Romney time in 2012 to actually go after Kavanaugh back as much as 6 years ago. Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. That's the first time she came up with the, you know, the scenario, and that was when they were expecting. They were doing what they call an insurance policy.
Right.
So if he did by some chance get in there, he was campaigning that he would appoint Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
He was a top nominee pick, and the reason is he's a constitutional person that's going to return the court, which is the Utah people want, and as a result, that's why we have these other things going on under the Department of Justice based out of Utah, because it's not going to be caught into the same scheme as the globalists that were running Wall Street. And that's the reason why Blasey Ford was basically a Manchurian candidate, wasn't she? She was actually being culled and created years ago and even inserted memories. What's the story about these two men that apparently described interaction in detail with Blasey Ford? Because they're saying that there were directly, there's a Senate Judiciary Committee says staff interviewed two men claiming they, not Kavanaugh, assaulted Ford. What's the story there? Because I have the article here that you sent me.
Yeah, that actually that's yeah, that happened during the week. I don't have anything deeper on that. And of course, it wasn't brought up by the Republicans or anybody else. What they're totally making it on is the supposed sex act, where
yeah.
Exactly, you know, the why Clinton was being impeached was for his unconstitutional actions. So if they keep it on sex and they you know, throw this this diversion in front of us, that's what people will settle on. There are some decisions that Kavanaugh should not be too proud of. I can find those before the next break. But
we dealt with it with, by the way, with John W. Spring, who had some things dealing with the fact he was a confidant during 9/11 and the illegal wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and issues that surrounded the uranium one and so on that were brewing. But 9/11 was being orchestrated by the Clintons years before in the Patriot Act, before even George Bush Jr. even took office, right?
Exactly. They planned just as she was simmering and in the lineup of screen extras for their, you know, Manchurian candidates. They had their Patriot Act planned and crafted years before. And
right.
they use the event, which can be real or manufactured. Of course, 9/11 is obviously, you know, so clearly a government operation. So
right.
That actually did happen. But also, the attorney, this Deborah Katz, for this Christine Blasey Ford,
Right.
She's pictured, you know, at rallies with the socialist power fist T-shirt. And there's a picture in my memo I shot over to you. So she was active with the demonstrations in the anti-Trump operations, just as was Christine Blasey Ford.
Right.
Was at the pink heads with no no brains. So and then the other attorney that joined them is from the Brumwich Group, and they have connections with the U.S. Justice Department. They have connections with Apple Incorporated, with the Washington, D.C. Police, and Obama's Justice Department. So these are not, it's really amazing when she says she didn't talk to her family at all, and she was looking for attorneys, and her brother's an attorney.
Her brother's an attorney too, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You won't believe when you get back from this break where he worked.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Let's go through this details. I mean, you've got so much deep garbage here. These two men apparently admitted that they actually had these kind of encounters that were attributed to Kavanaugh. This woman looks like, to me, someone who's mentally ill, who has been manipulated like a Manchurian candidate, who's gone through things like, you know, the Montauk-type project, where they're manipulating people's memories and minds. She's been prepared for years. I mean, when the Kavanaugh name came up in 2012 under Romney, she's already been seeing a psychologist. His name never came up before. There's no statute of limitations, so you think, well, if she had been assaulted, wouldn't she apply for a police report back in 1982 or even tell her parents or anybody else to corroborate? And the witnesses that were apparently in the scene, they all said none of this happened. So why is the Senate delaying? It's because of Flaky Flake.
Yeah.
And of course, they want the optics to not. They want the optics to not destroy the Republican, probably red wave, which I think, honestly, looking at the popularity now, the Republicans, if they handle this properly, and probably Kavanaugh's going to get nominated, but the Democrats will hang on to it and say, we don't care if he's a Supreme Court justice, we're going to continue investigating until we can prosecute and remove him from office. There's three reasons why they want to remove him. Number one, they want to remove him because he supports the presidential position that the president can't be removed from office by people like Al Green just because they don't like him. Number two, they worried about him removing Roe versus Wade. Number three, he's a constitutional judge who's not going to do judgments on other topics that are going to allow the left to legislate from the bench. And that drives them nuts, doesn't it?
Yeah, they'd rather have him deep state and you know, totally accountable, so that they can call up and literally give an order. They at the stage up there where they're being exposed more and more by programs like yours, they're happening to tighten up the typing up the ring around Washington, D.C., and they do that by squeezing out some of the people that were just going along or self-promoters, although they're always useful, but if they run into somebody that might have a conscience, and that's kind of what I hope Kavanaugh has. Kavanaugh had worked for George Bush, and, again, like I said, there's some other decisions he's made that I'm not particularly fond of, but the intensity of the wrath against him gives me a cause for hope that, he's going to be a lot better than anybody that they would have ever put in there.
Yeah, I think that he may have been a yes man, seeing the illegal war in Iraq and Afghanistan and the 9/11. I'm sure he's not fully cognizant of what's going on there, even though it was a self-inflicted wound and these wars were illegal. But I do believe he was a constitutional attorney, and he has more qualifications than anybody else who's applied for the position in 100 years. So it's my feeling this guy, man, is absolutely no indication on my part that he was involved in any sexual impropriety then or a pattern afterward, because you don't just do this once. If you're doing it, you're a repeat offender. And there's no evidence of that. So the Democrats...
There should be a cultural background that gives him some ballast.
Right. And it's also... when we look at the situation, I think this extra week, even though it's from Jeff Flake, it's going to blow up in the face of the Democrats when they perhaps investigate. For example, when they take these two men claiming, if the FBI investigates and talks to these people and asks for their depositions, remember, if you lie to a Senate committee or to FBI and it's proven it's a lie, you go to prison for up to 5 years. So, and people that have made statements that are false, like, for example, the Sweatwick or whatever, the claims he had ran a serial gang raping thing and drug ring, if they interview her and she lies, she could go to jail. And even Blasey Ford, who's made statements like this and claimed that he was Brett for absolute certainty and she can't corroborate, she could be dealing with some legal situation to put her in jail. See, it's one thing to...
If the people out there can show up to these candidates' meetings and really expect and put these candidates against the very fact you were saying, she couldn't remember the year, she couldn't know where it happened, she didn't know how she got there or got home, she didn't know the night of the incidents or why the gathering was there, and she didn't tell anybody until 2012 when Romney threatened to appoint Kavanaugh. So,
and Kavanaugh was going to be the top nominee, too, because Kavanaugh's more qualified than anybody else. Top of his class in Yale. He's now in the second highest court for the last, 12 years? He teaches at Harvard. He's not an average person, even among the top candidates for the Supreme Court. And you can see from his...
This victim, Christine Blasey Ford, is her father, Ralph G. Blasey Jr., was vice president of an outfit called the Business Development of Redcoats. And they have a subsection called Admiral Security Services, and they provide armed security for the big elites, when the these Ted Turners and Bill Gates and
really?
People from NSA and so forth, they provide the protection. Now his partner in that business owns another business, and that's William F. Peel III. Now, he runs an organization called Data Watch Systems, and what they do is they provide systems for surveillance, monitoring, controlling, signaling, and reporting multiple functions. They have contracts with the U.S. government until the year June 2023.
Wow.
Now, look at the power of this lady that looked like she was innocent. Oh, I didn't tell my family?
Yeah, ridiculous.
She tell her family, and she was sitting in her driveway with her cell phone looking for an attorney. Hell, her brother's a goddamn attorney, and listen to what we got on her brother. Her brother is Ralph Blasey III, Christine Ford's brother. She worked. He was employed at Baker and Hostetter Limited, and that's Fusion GPS.
Oh, my.
And that company, the same firm, made payments over $500,000 to Fusion GPS.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, come on.
So her brother works at Fusion GPS, which is tied directly to this whole scam against Trump. Okay, Russiagate.
Yeah, this is the whole thing. And then she said training, at the Stanford University, actually in the department that was developed by this guy that prepared Manchurian candidates, including that lady we mentioned. You hardly know she's a lady because the picture on the page I sent you, she's got a beard on her chinny chin chin there, but her name was Lois Lang. And again, they're designed to do things they normally wouldn't do and forget about it, to not know what they've done. It says,
yeah, in other words, she's a wind-up assassin is what you're saying.
Yeah. It says the main mission over at Stanford under this doctor, Frederick T. Melges, M-E-L-G-E-S, people looking that up, the main mission of the CIA was to develop new technologies for interrogation and torture, and secondly, study the possibilities of causing highly suggestible subjects to do things, murders, couriers testify falsely they wouldn't otherwise do, and which
right.
they would have no memory in case they were caught.
And she was involved with this. Dr. Blasey Ford currently oversees the CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University, developed by the notorious CIA, conducted Stanford University psychiatric professor, Dr. Frederick T. Melges, M-E-L-G-E-S. Whoa. This is an evil person, isn't she?
Yeah, and then she's working for the pharmaceutical firm.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And this guy Melges, by the way, was directly involved with the CIA-funded MKUltra program, which, by the way, this one, Glazy Ford, looks perfectly like she's been through MKUltra, doesn't she? She's been ultra.
Oh, no, she looks like she's ready to jump out of a window.
Yeah, when I talked to Scott Adams, who's actually been at the hearing yesterday and today from Red State Talk Radio, and couldn't make it yesterday, he said she is bat, and I'm not going to use the word S, but bat crazy. And he could tell for, you know, when you get, because your skin starts to crawl and your eyeballs start to go, oh my gosh, you realize you're dealing with a person who's been altered. And this woman, well, we have these two men have already admitted that they actually were involved sexually with this woman in the manner in which Kavanaugh, and all the evidence that she has and people she says claims were there at the spot when this happened, and she couldn't claim, as you said in your opening, she couldn't, unable to remember the exact year, not able the incident took place of how she got home, which is 8 miles away, not her home, not being able to remember the key details of the incident, and not remembering how the gathering came together the night of the incident, and not telling anyone about it at the time, or police, or her parents, or even her best friends. This is total manufactured, mind-controlled craziness, isn't it?
Yeah, well, think of the power you have when you can shut down a whole college access to their yearbooks. They shut down, it's called Scribe for 1982, 83, and 84. They just turned them off. And some people got access to them, and it shows that it says beach week, right? She's got her beach friends she talks about in Santa Cruz.
Right.
Beach week culminated the year for us lucky ones enough to go. With school, our minds in temporary recess, we were able to release all these troubling inhibitions for the past year while dancing in the middle of the coastal highway, and somebody and her friends picked up some men and passed out in their apartment. The seniors preferred to expand their horizons and date younger men, usually sophomores, who could bring vitality and freshness to the innocence of a relationship. But yeah, these people, they were talking about Kavanaugh's high school book. I wonder why the Republicans don't, you know, maybe if you get four Republicans together, you can find two testicles to make, make somebody speak out and fight. But it was really a shame to let these Democrats always stay in place. Right now, every Republican across the country has so much of this ammunition. I mean, think if you were Paul Ryan or I was Paul Ryan, and all the information we could feed these guys on this is phony machination.
And by the way, the attorney, Deborah Katzer, attorney, is funded by George Soros and his Open Society Foundation, right?
Right. Yeah, and then she belongs to some other global organizations. And last week we talked about Corcept, which is a pharmaceutical company that does mental health drugs, and they create a pill that's supposed to be good for men to thin down, but it results in 95%.
It's methotrexate. It's the abortion pill.
Yeah,
it's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Whatever it is, and they're getting away with, you know, it's more than an overnight pill because I think it works for a couple of months. So,
wow.
Anyway, Concept Therapeutics.
Corcept.
She doesn't. Okay. We didn't hear anything about her illustrious background there. She's just supposed to be a psychologist, and the lady that was interviewing her wasn't really an interrogation at all. It looked like more like she was preparing for a deposition. There was never any.
Yeah, there's one Mitchell that was cross-examining her was useless. I mean, yeah, anybody could have done a better job than this one Mitchell. It was unbelievable. She never was probing, never asked corroborating evidence to indicate what were the names of the other people, and were you aware that they said they were never there?
Yeah.
You never looked to see if she could get her into a box to say, why did you make up this lie, and how long ago have you had the lie made up, and who was there to do it, and her connections with MK Ultra? Dang, this is really bad stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and her brother with a Fusion GPS.
Right.
Yeah, he worked there for 15 years, for crying out loud. So, I mean,
whoa.
I mean, you've got Fox, which is really bad. You have Mike Wallace and a whole bunch of bad ones there, and Murdoch, I think he's just letting a few people run free. But even the information they put out there is so beaten back. They used it to, you know, attack Joe McCarthy under so-called McCarthyism, when all of his claims, he had face-to-face people, he had witnesses, they could use the Fifth Amendment, etc. And it was done legally and lawfully with, you know, full notice. But, again, they hated McCarthy because he wrote a book, America's Retreat from Victory, which was on George Marshall. And the Marshall Plan was everything to do about the European Union and this globalism and this one world government. And that's when they went crazy. And that's why I think they, when they added the good and bad reasons to assassinate JFK, well, Robert F. Kennedy worked on the staff of Joseph McCarthy. He knew some of the things going on, just as Ron Cohen, who was the attorney with Joe McCarthy, probably enlightened Trump on a few of the how the world works out there. So that, you know, that's my guess. He's having to deal with the products of education and our how we've been propagandized for, you know, for 150 years. So it's pretty hard to get good people in there, but I definitely would fire a couple of them right away, your Nikki and your John Boltons and a few others. But
Nikki Haley and John Bolton, and also Mr. Begin, right?
Yeah, but he's got to be out there. It's got to be like those Oregon timbermen, you know, in the river rolling logs to keep your balance with all those people and all this rush of information and danger all around you. I mean, just for him to have kept his head above water for these last 2 years is a miracle to me. I never thought I'd see it.
Yeah, you're talking about Donald Trump, right?
Yes, right.
Now, so let's summarize, and I'm going to go back to the articles here and just run through them and add some details. First, we talk about, you have an article here on John Roberts' conservative facade. What's the story there?
Oh, that's something I had written some time ago, of course, just before or after his nomination, and it shows his background and how his law firm contributed to actually taking Joe McCarthy down. His wife works for a law firm out of San Francisco, I believe. Pillsbury is one of the Skull and Bones outfits. They did pro bono work for a number of anti-social groups or things to destroy culture, I guess you would say. Anyway, he's not a person to be relied on, and we know that some of his decisions, I think, that United, whatever it is, where corporations have the same rights as people as far as voting and so forth, and a number of other decisions that, to me, were clearly against the Constitution.
But, well, you mentioned some other parties here, like Henry Kissinger, who's playing again in this globalist game as well. That's kind of a separate article. So let's return to the two men claiming that they're not Kavanaugh, but they did all these events. And I have the article pulled up here. It's quite amazing to me that, and this is under AOL, where the article came out, and it says, let me pull up the article. Senate Judiciary Committee says staff interviewed two men claiming they, not Kavanaugh, assaulted Ford. Why didn't this not come up? I mean, did they not investigate or even have local FBI or other investigators kind of come in and say, hey, let's get an affidavit from these people and see corroborating evidence like time or whatever? Are there evidence that would say what building was? But they never went back and said, if we know what the name of the building is, we can cross-correct whether or not we find a specific building, like the position of the bed and the stairwell and everything else.
Well, we've got Republicans that can't create a strategy. They're so peppered with interns and deep state people that they're afraid to do anything.
Right. In other words, it's like the old story of if you charge me with pedophilia, I have the list of all the Republicans.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Things you showed me here, and I want you to explain it. The first is, you go to Drudge right now, drudgereport.com, you can go down and just under the red areas on the top left hand side, you see committee Republicans addresses, phone numbers splashed on Wikipedia, and there's another link that you put at the bottom, near the second to the bottom. Communists on Twitter discuss ambushes and assassinations against political enemies. So Twitter is allowing Antifa to threaten to kill, say, border guards and ISIS, And yet they're still able to operate in America. Why? Why is there not an Antifa bill?
Well, we've got a Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who's hasn't moved in America's favor for a long time. He's hiding out. I don't know what the hell they got on him, but the most crucial things is to protect us from treason, from violent overthrow. I mean, that's right front forward in the your oath to protect the Constitution. And it's evident every place, everywhere. These huge companies like Apple set themselves up in communist China, and Zuckerberg and the rest of these people are jailable. They're shutting down everybody else that's calling for law and order or respect or investigations, but they're not shutting down the radical people that are designed to create and ignite the violence. And this is the same lady here, Christina Blasey Ford, is one of those Manchurian candidates that was set up, and she sure appeared to be that on the stand there. And she was corralled by two attorneys that were, you know, part of the deep state Soros operation. Her father was in charge of creating these Manchurian candidates. Her brother worked for Fusion GPS. I mean, you couldn't have a person more wired or controlled than her. And she's sitting there with her testimony saying, oh, I didn't tell my family. But why the hell wouldn't she?
Or she doesn't have a political agenda either.
Or she doesn't. Every which way. And looking for an attorney, and these two attorneys, show up. And anyway, yeah, it just happened to be Soros and this other outfit, the lady wearing the raised socialist power clenched fist. That's the fucking communist clenched fist.
But, right. Let me summarize. I'm going to read off, and we're going to do it after the show. Christine Pussy Hat, Blasey Ford, part of the ACLU, Anthony Romero Ford Foundation, ACLU, CFR, Physicians of Organizations Supporting the Destruction of Nations for a Global World Government. Kavanaugh accuser may testify under oath. Kellyanne Conway says, as lawyer opens door, Kavanaugh was appointed appointee of Skull and Bones Bush. Right?
Yep.
When Romney ran for president in Skull and Bones, related Paul Ryan, had elected appointee for Romney was Kavanaugh. Of course, that's when all the stuff was prepared. She was prepared as a Manchurian candidate in 2012, went under psychotherapy, and there's direct connections with MKUltra and everything, isn't there? So many people who understand the conspiracy are not qualified for appointment. One gets the position they do not do their best. Those who understand desperately lacking in the measuring up and creating strategies. So if you look at this, she's an avid surfer, lifelong Soros social warrior. Her household spends an important deal of her time browsing Panetistan, Santa Cruz, and San Francisco areas. And, of course, she's involved with Panetta in the deep state, CIA, Department of Defense, Rockefeller, Pervert Cheek, and interlink between sophisticated communist conspiracy revolutionaries and central bankers.
Right. Well, she mixes up her name also. When she was working for the huge drug company, I think she still does, Corcept Therapeutics, she's known as Blasey CM, quote unquote.
Well, you also mentioned her husband here, Russell.
The scientific papers that she's published were for this outfit that pushes this drug that's 95% effective in the first 50 days of pregnancy, and it's supposed to be a man's
down. Yeah. What about, and her husband, of course, has backed her allegations. Russell Ford, the husband, additionally advised the Washington Post, published that his post detailed the allegation of assaults, wrote the Paris Remedy section in 2012. Through the remedy, he stated, his post talked a couple of times when he was she was trapped in a room with two drunken boys, and one of them had pinned her to a mattress, molesting her, and tried to stop her from screaming. He stated in remembering that his post particularly utilized Kavanaugh's identity. She stated throughout the session, Russell Ford recalled that she was scared he would someday be nominated to the Supreme Court docket. I mean, this is back in 2012. So she's stating it in the session. She's scared he would be appointed to the Supreme Court back in 2012. So obviously, this is an MK Ultra operation.
Yeah, I mean, the story is so bad. The story is false, I believe, totally and truly. But think of the teenage years when you got 15 and 17 years old, you know, having a party or parties and drinking beer. And the most, what she has said, is that he was on her for, you know, rolled on the mattress or something like that, and tried to unbutton her blouse. But I don't know of any teenage parties, or very few of them, where, you know, kids aren't trying to fool around a little bit. And for this to be evil, she never was raped. She was never...
Well, in the particular state she was, you have to have penetration or attempted penetration to even bring him forward a suit. So I don't know where all this is going, but to me, it looks like she was being prepared in 2012 when she was under Romney going to be trying to come against Kavanaugh back then, because Kavanaugh came up to the top of the list back in 2012 as well as under Trump's list in 2018, didn't he?
That's right. You got it. So, I mean, who would think of that? I mean, if you, from a third of a century ago, you're thinking somebody's going to become a Supreme Court justice and you never speak out. What about all your sisters and, your feminist calls out there? Why didn't you go out and protect all those women with the information then or any time between those 36 years? Now, her father, he owns one of those country club golf places, and it's an all-male golf course. So, you know, she had no aversion to her dad running this golf course. I'm looking through my notes here, I don't see it, but anyway, he was in charge of this very famous golf course, and it's all male. So she's so in defense of womanhood or whatever. But
yeah. And by the way, Christine, her school that she went to was one of these 10 schools, the Strog, and the school actually promoted females to become sexually predators and to get drunk and to have lascivious sex. I mean, this is in their yearbooks, which is why they actually, didn't they?
Yeah, no, it was designed to attract girls to the school. And, it says in 10th grade, it says that they had a ritual initiation called the Halton Party Scene. So the girl threw another girl threw multiple all-night vendors, the highlight which featured a male erotic dancer in a gold G-string.
Wow. That's not usually normal for a so-called academic school, is it?
Yeah, and it says, we played such intellectual stimulating games as quarters, Mexican dice, and everybody's favorite, pass out, which really resulted in the aforementioned two. Now, I didn't hear any of that stuff yesterday either. So those Republicans are...
Wow. Are talking about Holton faculty approving binge drinking, too, right?
Yeah. And the fact
you can even see in the pictures and the
control and the deep state going on behind when they can shut down a school's web pages with those annuals. And of course, she was scrubbing her internet history also. The thing is so outrageous that anybody that would believe what the Democrats are saying and some of the Republicans are allowing to go on is outrageous. To pretend this is normal in any shape or form or reasonable is bad. There's not a position on this issue.
Right. Gary, I think we're going to wait about 15, 20 minutes. I'll give you a show so you have time to catch your breath and get a break. Then we're going to do a simulcast and pull up these documents and put them up on Vimeo, and I'll translate them and put them over on YouTube and all the social media, too. People need to know these are facts I didn't see on Fox or any of the simulcasts being put out. None of these facts have come out in the media, have they?
No. It's we're talking in the world of truth, and most of it, that's not where we're at.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll give you a call at about 15. If you're trying to sign on, people, go to the bottom of NutriMedical.com videos. Just click it, open it up, and you'll see the video live.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.